We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And with us is Dan Zangrilli. He'll be calling the play-by-play.
Oh, Nelly!
Along with Johnny Lee and Robert Mangino at Kevin Battle's home stadium. Dano, good morning.
I didn't play.
Oh, he's a Thomas Jefferson guy.
Oh, yes, he is. He's been touting this all morning long.
I was politely asked to leave the team one time.
Oh, you were?
You're not going to make it.
Was that when Bat Manzini was the coach, or was it when Bill Chirpak was coaching?
Mr. Pancoast was the coach.
Bill Chirpak, by the way.
Dear Kevin, you don't have it. Just leave now before the season starts. And I did.
That's kind of how my football career ended. 2 years at St. Ursula with the Vikings, and then I decided after taking – well, you know how you take the angle of attack, you know, to avoid contact?
Yep.
The problem was I was on defense.
Oh, yeah. You hate to see that.
Yeah, yes, you hated to see that. But a big football night and a big football weekend really starts with you on KDK Radio 1020. We're excited because we really think under the circumstances that we're all living in that it maybe has never mattered more than
this is how we get
game.
Football.
Yeah. We're listening to you, Dano.
Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with you. It is, I think, important to be a conduit more so than ever in what we do, guys. And I'm glad that the high school scene really pushed forward here in Western Pennsylvania. We had on our high school football show last night from 6 until 7, we had the legendary Don Yanessa on, of course, starred in all of the right moves and with the longtime Aliquippa coach. And he said that it was so important to push forward, and he listed all the reasons for the student-athletes and of course, mentioned us and broadcasting these games. And I'm glad we're doing it. I'm glad for the game that we have tonight. It's really important to get folks, you know, on the air and highlight these teams because, you know, the limited attendance has been such a thing this year.
Absolutely. And great recall on the Batman Zini reference there. Unbelievable. Thank you for that one. But the other thing is, you're absolutely right, Dan. I mean, these games are so important to each community, no matter where you are. This week, it's Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport. But there are many games going on throughout the area. And in each community, they are the game of the week. I mean, the community just rallies around their team. You have the signs in everybody's front yard. You have signs down Main Street throughout the communities rooting the team on and wishing disaster for the opponent. It's a fun, festive time, and we're missing that. And the only way that we can sort of live that is through you. So you are no pressure.
Well, no pressure on the McKeesport Tigers here. And here's the storyline. I love telling the storylines here of Friday night. So the McKeesport Tigers, they've put more players in Western Pennsylvania in the National Football League than any other school, guys. That was highlighted by the great Mike White in the Post-Gazette last week. But when you think of the NFL in Western Pennsylvania and the conduit, you go, well, Woodland Hills and Aliquippa. Well, it's actually
Clareton.
McKeesport. Yeah, Clareton is another school that has had their fair share of representation, but it's actually McKeesport. And how about Thomas Jefferson on the other side? They won 57 straight home games from October 2004 to 2014. They lost one home game in 2015, and then they've now proceeded to go on a 30-game home win streak.
Jeez.
So they have won 87 of their last 88 home games under Bill Chirpak. They've lost once at home since 2004, Kevin Battle's senior year. So that, in and of itself, is ridiculous.
I'd pay good money to have graduated in 2004.
Dan, Kevin turned 50 yesterday, so he's having a post-purchase doubt when he got all the gifts there. you know, the over-the-hill cards and all that stuff.
I got new socks.
Yeah, he's got politically correct socks.
The best thing I saw is those gag gifts. Somebody gave someone an obscenely large roll of toilet paper. And then during the pandemic, I think in April, they tweeted a picture of that out. Said, well, who's laughing now?
Well, there'll be no line for you at the Port-a-John tonight at Jaguar Stadium.
By the way, how many fans do you think are they letting in these games at TJ?
Well, it's varied week to week, school by school. We were at North Allegheny last week, and they truly adhered at Newman Stadium to what the newest rule was, the percentage-based rule based on capacity, and Newman Stadium is one of the larger facilities. So I would venture to guess that we had 1,500 to 2,000, which was by far and away the largest crowd that was last week. But what they've pretty much been doing is keeping it to just family, parents, two to three per player. So to be honest with you, Larry, nobody really knows. The athletic directors, they shrug their shoulders, they throw their hands in the air, and they say,
no, and
we
I
just
understand.
Try to put a lid on it.
And I listened to your show last night. I try to catch it every Thursday. A lot of good information there. And you understand the challenges these athletic directors are in, trying to do the best they can. But I could tell you this, I'm happy that they have gone forward with high school sports, so important and still exciting, and we got the playoffs coming up, right? And that's a whole new way of deciding who's in.
That is so true. This is the final regular season game, and there will be a selection show coming up on Saturday evening to determine who is in the field, which for the first time ever, there will be, I guess, a panel opining about who should be in to help supplement some of the postponed games that have occurred here. So that's going to be interesting. So next Thursday from 6 until 7 on KDKA, we'll be talking about the first round of the playoffs, which is crazy to think about, but so happy that we're able to do it.
It just dawned on me, we all three went to Clarion.
How about that?
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a Dartmouth grad as well, huh?
I am.
What did the governor call us? The Dartmouth of Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania schools?
Which governor was that?
Wolf.
Governor Wolf.
Yeah,
we're talking.
He said, we're the Dartmouth of the Pennsylvania school system at Clarion. Nope. Meanwhile, I got, before you go, Dan, you introduced me to this story that former Pirate coach Rich Donnelly, the chicken runs at midnight.
Unbelievable. Best story I've heard in my life.
Well, guess what? I just got a text while we were on the air from Rich Donnelly. I'm serious.
Big Red. Probably talking about his Steubenville Big Red, huh?
No. Larry, we just signed a movie deal with the creator of Duck Dynasty, Chicken Runs at Midnight, 12 to 18 months. How about that?
Wow.
That's incredible. And when we were in Altoona together, Rich and I, our pitching coach, Brad Holman, wrote a song about it. And we actually recorded it on a mini disc somewhere. And I hope that song makes it into this movie, perhaps as a soundtrack.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
because we're big fans of Rich, who's overcome so many tragedies in his family, and it's an incredible story. You introduced me to it, and that's how I met Rich. So, thank you, Dan. That's good news.
Well, and tell Rich I said hello. It's been a number of years, so if he's listening out in Steubenville, Rich, I hope you're doing well, and let's get a cup of coffee someday.
All right, it's the TJ Jaguars, or is it Jaguars?
No, it's Jaguars.
Okay, just asking.
Like jagging your wires.
Just not Jags.
Right? Hosting the McKee Sport Tigers tonight, Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, and Robert Mangino on KDK Radio. Thanks, Dan.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.